Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. On this episode, we're going to be talking with Eliza. Those of you guys who have been longtime listeners have heard Eliza before. And she's smiley and giggly and that sort of thing because we're recording this and kids get nervous around microphones. So do adults. All right, so this is an audio podcast, so you're going to have to use your words.
Okay.
Eliza, introduce yourself, and what are we here to talk about today?
Hi, I'm Eliza. I'm his 18-year-old daughter. And I would also like to, before we start with this podcast, I'd like to thank you guys for the encouragement you guys gave me. I did get the job I actually got two jobs from that. So, working on controlling my job life and my school life and my regular life.
So which jobs did you get? For those that have just subscribed recently, what jobs were you, what are you working at now?
I work at a daycare throughout the week, and then I work with a person where I'm doing a paid internship of the career I'm looking into, accounting.
So that's some really cool opportunities. So we'll link to the previous episode with Liza in the show notes below, but we had just left going to the temple, and we talked about how having quiet spaces and moments in our life can really help us balance. On the way here, we were talking a little bit more about that because I was encouraging you to start taking the dogs for a walk to give you some more of that quiet space to kind of balance out, because now that you're working so much, you've got to budget time for it to be quiet and still, and that's a really important thing to have in your life.
Yes, it is.
So, all right. So we've gotten through your update. My update, I'm still working and I like it. And I still have a great family and I like it. And so...
He hasn't kicked me out yet.
No, not yet. But, you know, you haven't graduated high school yet. Day after, you're gone. Let's talk about... You had a show idea today. What was it?
Stick Shift.
Okay, so we like to be curious. We like to be grateful, right? So... The standard transmission automobile, right, is just really amazing, and it's a different driving experience, isn't it?
So, backstory, I only grew up, I was told when I was younger I was going to have a stick shift car when I first driving. We got rid of that car, so we only had automatic cars available for me to practice driving. And so, I only grew up on automatic. And then when we got in a point where we had to get another car, we got a stick shift car or a standard automatic, and I had no clue how to do it. I am 18 years old learning how to drive a standard automatic after...
Standard transmission.
It's okay. I'm very bad with stuff.
No, it's just the way you say it. You got it. It's fine.
Standard transmission after only driving for about 3 years automatic and going to standard transmission, it's... was a big transition, and holy smokes was a different.
So, and I was the best teacher ever, you how to do it, and you did great, right? That's because on this podcast everybody thinks I'm perfect, right? So don't destroy that.
Okay. He actually is better driving companion. When I first started, when I was learning the automatic and standard transmission, I would prefer him in the car and our old babysitter Ada in the car, because my mom would freak out. Sorry if your mom's... I'm pretty sure all of us had these experiences where our moms freaked out because, you're too close! Stop! Do this! Don't! Die!
Well, one parent or another kind of has to play that role. It helps you identify things. So, so you commented that I was a good companion, but not necessarily a good teacher.
Well, what I understand with this car, and I tried teaching my brother how to drive and standard automatic, is you have to really feel for the car. Mm-hmm. As you've taught me, you said you had to feel for the car.
Yeah.
And it's this car, you standard automatic, you have to self-train it, self-teach yourself, it kind of seems.
Yeah, you kind of have to, you do have to feel for it. This is, to be clear, this is a 2000, 2001 Ford Ranger. It's red. And
named as Clifford. You can't change it.
Yep, we named it Clifford. That's good. But it doesn't have a tachometer, right? So a tachometer is the little needle that tells you how fast your engine's spinning or the RPMs, revolutions per minute. That's missing off this vehicle. And so you do have to have a feel for it and how to listen to it. And that changes things when you learn how to do it. But, you know, one of the things I like to do is I like to pay attention to what are the life lessons out of the regular experiences we can have. And you started off by saying I was a good companion, you know, and that's interesting, right? Because we were just talking with your mom, right? And your mom was talking about how in our church, leadership roles have changed a little bit and they mean something different, you know, and we're not doing the take charge, always be, you know, sort of thing. And I think the same thing happens when we're driving, and maybe my skill set is better as somebody's companion while they're learning something, right? As opposed to being a teacher, you know, in this sense. And that's okay, right? Is there anything wrong with me being a companion when somebody's learning something? How comfortable does that make you?
I think a companion skill you have is mom's companion skill is Mom wants to take control of stuff. She wants to be in control, it seems like. When I'm driving in the car with her, if she's doesn't have brakes or stuff, and I'm driving, she either has to talk to me and somewhat be in control of how I'm driving, what I'm doing.
Yep.
With my father, it doesn't have to be that. He's there giving me guidance. Like, if I'm freaking out, I've been the road multiple times with him where I'm freaking out. And sometimes I just call him like, Dad, it's snowing outside. It's my first time driving in snow. Tell me what to do. I'm going to keep you on the speakerphone and I'm just going to drive with you on the speakerphone.
Yep. We've done that. You've noticed us now not being all the time on the phone with you because you're at that point where you know enough. It still feels new, but you can try those new experiences and work your way through them. You don't have to be perfect, right? Like your driving is not my driving. And sometimes it's just a difference of technique. And, you know, I learned this lesson several times in life, but one of them was in the Army where I was working around some sergeants who just knew everything. And they just needed me to be a figurehead and stay out of the way. And so I looked at them, we had a deal where I would stop if it was something safety related. I would stop them if it was something safety related. And if it wasn't, right, then they were in charge and they ran the show. And that's pretty much worked for us. We didn't have a whole lot of conflict or disagreement.
I think that's what you kind of done here. If it's you let us take control, what I've learned from you and I've tried doing with my brother, this car will be his soon. In Idaho, you can start driving at 15. He turns 15 this April, and he's going to drive this car. This is going to be our car technically, but I'm going to drive him more than him. I have a job, but. I've tried teaching him, as you've taught me, is feel for the car. So one time I basically said, hey, Daniel, I'm taking my hands off the shift. I'm going to tell you when my hand's on the, what is this?
Clutch.
I'll tell me when to shift. I'll tell me how you feel to shift. Like, I just basically let him feel. I was in control of the wheel. I was in control of the brake. But I let him feel where the car needed to shift. And he liked it. Right after he told me this, he's like, Mom just told me the car would shake uncontrollably if I didn't shift.
Yeah. So, and that's an example of how you learn things in chunks, right? Maybe it's not the most appropriate chunk at first, but you learn things in chunks, and that's the chunk that she chose to share. So that's where that ends up at.
Though driving automatic after driving this car for so long is so nice.
Yeah, it's... Again, it's a different driving experience, and you can like it or not, right? There's some times I really like driving standard, and then there are times when I'm in traffic where I'm really glad I drive an automatic, and I'm okay with that. So it's just kind of how it works. So this is a good episode. I think we should title this Companionship. What do you think about that?
That sounds good. I went from stick shift or standard automatic to Companionship. Turn of events.
Well, again, the point is to try to find a lesson in the experiences we're having and be grateful for what we find, right? All right, so we got to close out this episode. Let's see if I can do the exit script without looking at it. So here we go.
Good luck, Dad.
Thank you. We want to thank you guys for joining us today. And the best way for you to say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody else that you know. And we don't get to pick who. That's your job, right? So right now you're probably thinking of somebody that you can share this with and would probably enjoy just a casual conversation, father and daughter, learning lessons, life, being curious, and that sort of thing. Feel free to share that out. Now, if you're just here for this episode because the title was catchy, that's great. Glad to have you. If you want to stick around for the long haul, head on over to parkingthought.com. You'll see the subscribe links, or you'll see subscribe links below on this post, especially if you're finding it on the YouTube or elsewhere. Speaking of which, we're on the YouTube, the Spotify, the Apple Podcasts, the LBRY.TV, all of those things we are on.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Yeah, but Instagram, yeah, we're on Instagram too. Just cuz. Let's see. And the last thing we say at every episode is remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything. Remember what I say next?
Choose to be happy?
Nope.
Choose to be grateful?
That's it. All right. So let's try it together. Ready? Remember, in a world. No, I'll do it. The first part. You finish. Ready? Remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything.
Choose to be grateful / happy.
No, we have to do it right. Wow.
Happy's always the fun part.
Yeah, but if you're grateful, you are happy.
Well, then it works go in hand together.
That's why this works. Remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful? And I'm grateful for Liza. Grateful for you guys for joining us on this episode. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.